Missy is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. The state of Michigan has expanded the vaccine program to include anyone aged 65 or older. There's a problem, though. It's hard for health departments and medical systems across the state to schedule and meet appointment dates when there's simply not enough vaccines to give. On the other end of our phone line is Susan Cerniglia. Susan is Communications and Health Promotion Administrator for the Washtenaw County Health Department. And thanks for your time again this morning.
Hi, good morning, David.
When Governor Whitmer announced expanded eligibility last Friday with the start date of yesterday, that's not much turnaround time. How much did that further strain the health department's rollout?
It was a big change in intensity. As I think you know, we were still and still are vaccinating that 1A group. Mm-hmm. So our plan included really continuing with that group for another week, probably two. And that also would have given us some more time to have our systems, you know, better in place for the next phase of registration and enrollment. So it really pushed that ahead. And of course, we can understand there's a lot of both enthusiasm and, you know, anxious folks to get that vaccine. And those are all good things. But it was given the state of where we were in our rollout, it was a bit too much of a push at this moment for us as a local health department.
And nonetheless, you got up as required on the website, a possibility for people to sign up. Was the system overwhelmed yesterday?
The system certainly took a lot of activity. You know, I would say that it didn't crash or anything, as some other systems have across the state. So that was good news. The biggest frustration for everybody and the hardest part, I think, right now is that expectation, right? There's an expectation that I'm eligible, for whatever reason, and that I should be able to get or sign up for my vaccine immediately. And even though, you know, we keep trying very hard to emphasize that message that we need to be patient, you know, just because you're now eligible does not mean that we have either vaccine or a slot. But it's very, very hard because expectations were very much raised by that announcement and that next move and really just in general, you know, to have the relief and this new tool of vaccine available to us. Expectations are very, very high for that.
Well, as I suppose the silver lining in all of this is there are a lot of people who do want to get the vaccine as quickly as possible and with a goal of reaching 70% inoculation by the end of the calendar year. That's good news as long as you actually have vaccines to offer. How many doses do you have on hand now?
We are scheduled this week to vaccinate over 2,000. So we have over 25 appointments scheduled this week. And we have vaccine for that. For next week, we're planning to increase. You know, our plan was to continue to increase and hopefully to then land at a place of about 5,000 a week. So for next week, we were planning just over 3,000. However, at this point, it's not clear whether we'll receive that vaccination. As folks might have heard, the ordering system is really a week by week, and the goal is to use everything that's allocated each week. So while that's great in terms of allocating and getting those vaccines into warm bodies, it makes the planning a bit troublesome and the scheduling.
President-elect Biden has said once he's in office, he will fully release all available doses to the states, and then that would trickle down to you. But based on what we have now and what we know is coming in the next couple of weeks, what kind of wait time are we looking at to get to the general public?
Well, you know, in a good way, those estimates really haven't changed, right? We've been saying since the rollout, those initial vaccines started coming in, that large quantities weren't expected till the spring months. So we were really looking at, you know, May and June for wide availability. And I would say that's still the estimate. We have literally thousands of people now eligible locally, and very, very small amounts of vaccine.
We're talking with Susan Cerniglia from the Washtenaw County Health Department on 89.1 WEMU. And because of small, limited doses of vaccine, we know Michigan Medicine yesterday had to suspend its expanded rollout, too. What are you hearing from other health systems in the county? Similar issues?
At this point, I think, yes, we're all kind of in this same boat that we don't know exactly when those next shipments are coming in, how much they'll be, and we've gotten to this point where we're either fully ramped up in the case of our health systems or mostly ramped up in our case, and that supply issue is now kind of hitting us in the face. And that is another good point, you know, for our launch yesterday and our enrollment process that also caused a lot of frustration. Because we expect our health systems, meaning Michigan Medicine, St. Joseph Mercy Health, right, as well as our large provider, IHA, to have vaccine, we are trying to use and enroll folks in the health department supply that aren't connected to those providers or that fill the essential health care roles, or excuse me, fill essential worker roles. So that also caused a lot of frustration because, as you just said, the vaccine isn't readily available at those providers yet either. But
not that
at
you
the
don't,
end of the day, yeah.
Not that you don't have enough to think about or work through with the rollout, the slowdowns, and now the expanded eligibility list to contend with. Have the efforts at contact tracing been impacted adversely?
They are, that is a good point. Cases are still very high, and we are starting to see at least some impact from the holidays. So we were kind of already at those high numbers. They leveled out a bit, but we're seeing a bit of an increase again. Hard to tell if that will be sustained. Yesterday, we were at, in our 24 hours yesterday, 92 cases, a hospitalization and a death. So both of, all of those metrics are really staying high. And as you point out, you know, for our staff, especially the same staff that has been doing that case investigation and contact tracing and wrangling all that data, we've had to pull off this mini staff, especially ours that are qualified to vaccinate. So we've retrained and moved people around to get our vaccinators focused on vaccination. But each large vaccination clinic requires not only the vaccinators, but just as many general staff to help with the flow and the registration and the process.
So are we to some good degree dependent on self-reporting right now?
There is some of that. We've also turned to, we had enough capacity for a long time locally to keep that all in-house, if you will. We are now relying a bit more, a lot more actually, on the state volunteer pool to help with some of those calls. There is also an automated survey platform that is being rolled out by the state. I don't believe it's quite active yet, but some other tools to make that process a little less intense in terms of the staff amount time that's required for us. And at the end of the day, hopefully, a lot of folks, if not all folks, do know at this point, you know, if you test positive or if you are have that close contact, that exposure to a case, that you do have a pretty good understanding of that isolation and quarantine and can go ahead and get that started and, you know, check with us or wait to hear from somebody if you have questions. But certainly go ahead and start isolating or quarantine.
Once again, this is 89.1 WEMU, and our conversation continues with Washtenaw County Health Department spokesperson Susan Cerniglia. Governor Whitmer is also asking school districts to now look to getting back to some form of in-person instruction, particularly for districts like Ann Arbor that have been fully remote, and to try and do so by March 1st. Ann Arbor Superintendent Janice Swift says Ann Arbor is looking to do that, but there is criteria to be met, and that includes not overstressing community health care and hospital infrastructure. Is hospital capacity at all stressed at this point?
You know, I don't have the latest numbers in front of me. I think with our high volume of hospitalizations that we're probably running, you know, at a pretty max level, but I have not heard in our area in this second wave, we hadn't really reached max capacity. So my sort of comparison will be it's kind of similar to a regular flu season when we have high flu numbers, that capacity in the health system is pretty maxed out or pretty high, but not necessarily overwhelmed at this point.
And most counties have been reporting testing at a 10% or higher positive level. Is that true here in Washtenaw County as well?
We are close to that. Our last 2 weeks snapshot indicated just about 9%. Yes. So even though testing declined in terms of sheer numbers a little bit after the Thanksgiving holidays, definitely that positivity has remained high.
Well, I know you probably dare not answer this question with any certainty because everything changes sometimes moment to moment, but what do you anticipate the next week is going to bring us?
I hope a lot of vaccine. So, you know, again, we know those expectations are high. We know, you know, we get lots and lots of emails and inquiries and calls every day that, you know, I qualify in this way or that way. When can I get my vaccine? And we so desperately want to say, here's your appointment.
Right.
But in the meantime, what we have to say is please be patient. If you've filled out our request form, which is both available online as well as we can do that for folks over the phone, that we will be giving folks that qualify in this first phase an appointment as soon as we have it.
Well,
but given the sheer numbers, it's going to be a few weeks.
So patience is key, and we will continue to impress that message upon everyone. Thank you so much for the time today, Susan.
Thank you, and take care.
That is Susan Cerniglia, who serves as Communications and Health Promotion Administrator for the Washtenaw County Health Department. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti, your community NPR station.